Furries who spent the rest of their time whipping up lots of freshly cooked food. Good food.
Quit stalling around, Croker growled a while later. That little prick is clean enough.
I wasn't anxious to go out.
Somebody ought to watch what he eats.
Smoked looked like he was suffering the early stages of dietary disease. Croker just gave me a dark look. He didn't much care, apparently.
You have a problem doing your job.
Cranky, cranky.
I had a problem with going out. It had been scary getting battered around between Catcher and Kina and the Place of the Bones the other day. I had tapped a reservoir of fear I didn't know I contained. I especially didn't like being a bird. That part, I hadn't understood at all.
Catcher now knew I could walk the ghost world without her manipulations. Maybe I could because she had opened the way. Now I feared she could hunt me down and snap me up out there whenever the mood took her. I was not inclined to suffer her torments voluntarily.
Mergen!
I chomped down a last mouthful of bread, followed it with a slug of water. Bloated, I did what I had to do. Goblin must have had a notion that he was being watched from afar, or suspected that he could be. I wouldn't have found him had I had no idea how his mind worked, the clever little shit. The spells he used to camouflage himself and his men were of the simplest sort, almost undetectable. All they did was make the eye wander away from what was probably just a modest boulder lurking in the bushes, gently so as to go unremarked, even when you were expecting something. He and his rangers were scattered so no concentration stood out. Mogaba didn't appear to be a concern. I might be wrong, but I assumed One Eye's first move, if he deserted, would be to find Goblin. They had been best friends before anyone else in the company was born, if you didn't count Lady. A quick determined search revealed that One Eye had not joined Goblin yet. A cruise up and down the road from Kialune did not turn him up either. He must be in hiding for the day. I didn't feel Kina or Soulcatcher. More confident, I found Goblin again, rode Smoke backward in time. Goblin did a good job ambushing the Prabhendra Draz gang, and no spells concealed the encounter. He'd been too busy with other work. It was a traditional Black Company-style ambush. The prince hurried into it at dusk. He was accompanied by several hundred soldiers. They outnumbered Goblin's force heavily. A few arrows wobbled in from the brush south of the road, striking several Taglians. Ululations went up, brush rustled, more arrows flew. The Prabhendra Dra had no idea who was attacking. Shadowlander partisans probably seemed more likely than the company. He didn't know about Goblin. We'd taught the Taglians to respond to an ambush by counterattacking immediately. That's what the prince's companions did, though not quite instantly. Better than half charged into the brush chasing rustlings. A handful of those rustles were created by Goblin's men, but most were contributed by little owls, groggily trying to get away from they knew not what, without ever rising out of the cover. Goblin's second attack from the opposite hillside was far more vigorous and included illusory people the Taglians would know could not possibly be there if they just thought. I saw my own doppelganger wading through the brush, waving a nicked-up rusty sword. A couple of Goblin's men and a gang of ghosts retreated toward Kialune, drawing most of the remaining